baby. You're blind from the facts on who you are because you're watching that garbage.
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Big Vern. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. You heard?
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with Cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world, right here at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, and via the web at wavefarm.org.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tim Hunt of Tilson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Here is this week's WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Current Democrat Representative Paul Tonko from the 20th District votes with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik, currently representing the 21st District, votes with Biden's positions 19.3% of the time. Democrat Pat Ryan, who now represents the 19th District. Mid-Hudson News reports that Congressman-elect and outgoing Ulster County Executive Patrick Ryan has done an about-face and endorsed former State Senator Jen Metzger for the Democratic nomination to succeed him. On September 6th, Ryan announced he would not endorse a candidate to succeed him, saying the county Democratic committee would choose the best person to run. Quote, "We'll leave that to the folks wiser than me, the voters and residents of the county, to decide who's next," unquote, Ryan said at the time. Three Democrats are in the running for the party endorsement, which will be decided at the party convention on September 17th. The person chosen will effectively be the next county executive, since no Republican has entered the race. The other two Democrats interested in filling the position are County Comptroller March Gallagher and Deputy County Executive Mark Ryder. In the September 10th announcement, Ryan said, quote, "I proudly endorse Jen Metzger for Ulster County Executive because I know she will build upon the many successes that we have had here in Ulster County. Jen is a person of integrity who brings a great compassion to understanding the needs of the community. She has the experience and the drive to deliver results," unquote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Olivia Beavers reports at Politico that Florida Representative Byron Donalds is challenging Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik for the number three position among GOP House leadership. Donalds said, and I quote, "At the end of the day, the members want us to make sure that the best person at a time where we're up against some of the worst policies this country's ever seen. And we have to reverse course immediately, and I think I have a unique ability to help us do that," end quote. Stefanik previously considered trying to move up to the number two role as House Whip. Instead, she decided to remain conference chair if she is reelected and can beat off Donald's challenge. On September 13, Stefanik released a statement that only hinted at the new competition. Stefanik said, and I quote, "I'm proud to have unified the entire Republican conference around our country in crisis message and shattered fundraising records as House GOP conference chair, raising over $10 million for candidates and committees this cycle," end quote. Donalds, who is black, said his decision to run for the post is, and I quote, "not really about Elise," end quote. but about his ability to appeal to, and I quote, people who typically are not Republicans, end quote. Donalds has bragged that he did not get the COVID-19 vaccine. Stefanik voted against certifying results of the fair 2020 presidential election. And you can read the full story in Politico. Former Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan was sworn in as the new congressperson in New York's 19th congressional district on September 13th. Ryan, a Democrat, fills the final weeks of Antonio Delgado's term after he resigned to become New York's lieutenant governor. Ryan spoke briefly, standing next to local representatives Paul Tonko and Sean Maloney on the U.S. House floor after he was sworn in.
This is a moment of immense consequence and challenge for our country. I truly believe it is an all-hands-on-deck moment for our democracy. And I pledge that I will fight every single day with every ounce of my being to deliver for the great people of New York's 19th district and to renew trust and faith in our nation. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Thank you, colleagues. And I yield back.
Ryan was assigned to the Armed Services Committee. Patricia R. Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that after being sworn in as the 19th Congressional District Representative on September 13th, Democrat Pat Ryan named two staff members, Robert Daugherty, who was Legislative Director for the former U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, will be Ryan's Chief of Staff. Ryan will have one local office in Kingston, headed by Kayleen Scally, who was Ryan's Chief of Staff while he was Ulster County Executive. Ryan's Kingston office is at 256 Clinton Avenue. Its phone number is 845-443-2930, and his Washington, D.C. office is at 1007 Longworth Building. Its phone number is 202-225-5614. Ryan will only be the 19th Congressional District Representative for a few weeks, filling in the end of Delgado's term after he resigned to become Lieutenant Governor. Ryan is running for the new 18th Congressional District this fall, while Democrat Josh Riley and Republican Mark Molinaro compete for the new 19th Congressional District seat. Alex Gault reports for the Post Star that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik is one of 86 co-sponsors of the House version of the bill from South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham to ban most abortions after 15 weeks nationwide. While local politicians have been promising abortion rights are safe in this state, the, and I quote, Protecting Pain-Capable Unborn Children from Late-Term Abortions Act, end quote, if passed, would override state laws and ban abortions in New York. Current New York law permits abortions for viable pregnancies up to 24 weeks of age, although allows the medical procedure later if the health of the mother or fetus is at risk. A statement from Stefanik's advisor, Alex DeGrasse, said, and I quote, Congresswoman Stefanik, a young mother, is pro-life with exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. She strongly opposes taxpayer funding for abortions and supports the Hyde Amendment. Her constituents are proud of her long pro-life record throughout her time in Congress, end quote. The Hyde Amendment passed in Congress in 1977, banning federal funding for abortion except when the mother's life is in danger and can be saved with the procedure. Matt Costelli, running against Stefanik in the 21st Congressional District that will include Rensselaer County, disagrees. He said, and I quote, Elise Stefanik has put a target on the back of every woman in NY21 and threatens the health of millions of American women by taking away their freedoms. She continues to demonstrate that she is willing to sell out anyone for her own benefit, willing to deprive women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies, willing to threaten the lives of women, all to advance her own career. This dangerous and unconstitutional ban makes it clear that Elise Stefanik is unfit for leadership and wholly unfit to represent of New York 21, end quote. Read more about this story in the Post Star.
This has been the WGXE Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to the WGXE newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information.
And now, here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 58 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 82 degrees. And there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday night. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 62 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
And since next weekend will no longer be summer, this is the final Sandbar predictions for the year. Don't worry though, standard tide predictions along with the new current strength metric will continue for the autumn season. Water won't be going that deep, so currents both days will be light and the sandbar appearance time will be relatively brief. 3 to 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, then 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon. On Sunday, it shows up 4 a.m. to 5:30 a.m., then again from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Looking way up, we see geomagnetic disturbances are expected this weekend as we push through a co-rotating interaction region. Radio propagation conditions during the weekend, expect things to bounce around a bit. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet, and the current sunspot number is 71. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Neva Wartell of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10. 10.
2022 new music from Hitomi Moriwaki. The album's called Subtropic Cosmos, and that was Numbers on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Solar powered radio for open ears.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9,
9, 9.
Next, here is 2022 music from Brian Eno. The song is called There Were Bells from his Forever and Ever No More album.
Days up when the sun
number
8. Next, here is 2022 new music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and this song is called Do You Remember the Factory That Burned?
This road wasn't here. This alley wasn't here. The stream became a reservoir. The flood came down the hill past the Catholic Church. This was a stream. It shouldn't be a lake. The bridge is too low. Water can rise past it. Dead branches clog the dam. Sunlight grazes pasture, which was woods, which was a farm, which was a factory. A wall, a plain old wall. The new map lies on the old map. We set the clocks back. Different sun rises over a different ridge. I fall asleep and levitate. Trees lift the roof off the house. I sleep with pines. Their branches are sturdy, but unkind.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Only name the flaws are excuses.
from the 2022 album Faros Fasra. That was Bjork with her single Atapos on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
6. New from Bill Callahan, also known as Smog. Here is Coyotes, 2022 release.
Coyotes. That is how and why I love you now, and have always and will always love you now. Yes, I am your lover, man. Yes, I am your lover, 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 man. Yes, I am.
Coyotes from Bill Callahan on the radio at WGXC.
Number
5555555. Now let's hear from Columbia County-based drummer, composer, percussionist Bobby Previtt. He's got a 2022 album out, a solo electronic record called Dark Current. Let's listen to The Surveyor.
Thank you.
number
4444444.
Next on the radio, we tune in Phoenicia's Matthew O'Neill, who does a radio show on WGXC. This is from his 2022 album, Songs of Connection. It's called Wrong Response.
Got the wrong response to every problem, because you don't see things correctly. Go back to the places that they left. Go back.
Matthew Shipp on piano, Michael Bizio on bass, and Newman Taylor Baker on drums. This is the Matthew Shipp Trio from their 2022 album World Construct. This is Beyond Understanding.
Next, we hear 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe. The song is a cover of Richard and Linda Thompson's You're Going to Need Somebody from the 2022 album Evolution, Here We Come.
You're lost in the dark and you can't find a way. The night is so long.
Next, we have 2022 new music from the Sun Ra Orchestra and Marshall Allen. And this piece they call Chopin is a reimagining of Chopin's Prelude in A Major, Op. 28, number 7, on the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM.